This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest number, 108 million viewers globally for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
It is incredible. And Netflix is now $20 billion richer since then. Their shares have gone through the roof.
Or are they going to be? Because, of course, when things like this happen, there's always a lawsuit. There's a guy in Florida who is suing Netflix because he wanted to watch the fight. And like a lot of people who are watching it live, there were some buffering issues.
Affected a lot of people. Unbelievable.
So I don't know if this is just a Florida thing where this guy is going to sue. Or, hey, maybe we all have something we can sue for. Because I was trying to watch it and my phone kept buffering. So we called our resident lawyer, Mark Lazarus, of Russell & Lazarus Personal Injury Attorneys. Hey, Laz, do we all have a case against Netflix?
There's a couple of things that you can do with Netflix, but suing them's probably not going to get you what you want. First off, you can probably cancel a subscription and get your money back, which seems to be what people are doing, especially if you subscribe just for the reason of the fight. They'll give it back to you. But there are two things you can do. You can file a lawsuit or you can join into what's likely going to be a class action in Florida. Now, the problem with the class actions is the attorneys make the money, the people don't. So there's not a lot of benefit to that. Maybe you get a free subscription for a month or two. But if you choose to forego the class and go at it directly with them, you're going to spend more on filing fees than you're likely to get. The short story is you can do whatever you want, but the benefits are really outweighed by the expenses.
My Netflix was actually never affected. I saw the whole fight. Could I technically join the lawsuit and say it was affected?
Then you would be committing what we call fraud, and you don't want to do that.
So that's a no, guy. Don't go to jail.
As your attorney, I'm gonna strongly urge you not to do that.
Hey, thank you, Mark Lazarus. We appreciate it.
Oh, guys, it's always a pleasure. Have a wonderful day.